An Ashes win for England, an upset in Mirpur, a world record broken in Bangalore, and all-round brilliance from Mohammed Hafiz. This weekend really did have a little bit of everything. England wrapped up a 169-run win over Australia in the first Ashes test as they bowled Australia out for 242 in their second innings. Stuart Broad and Moeen Ali taking three wickets to put England 1-0 up. England have named an unchanged squad for the second test at Lord's later this week, and the word is that Australia are thinking about leaving out Shane Watson after a disappointing test. In Dambulla, Hafiz took 4 for 41 and then hit 103 in 95 balls to put Pakistan 1-0 up in their ODI series against Sri Lanka. They chased down 256 to win by 6 wickets with 5 overs to spare. Bangladesh bounced back from an opening defeat to win the second ODI against South Africa by 7 wickets. They bowled the Proteas out for 162, and half-century from Soumya Sarkar and Mamadullah saw them home to a win that should confirm their place in next year's Champions Trophy and definitely sets up a decider. India cruised to a 62-run win over Zimbabwe in the second ODI in Harare. Runs from Murali Vijay and Ajinkya Rahane, as well as 4 wickets from Bhuvneshwar Kumar, set them up nicely. They now lead 2-0 with the game to play. It has come at a cost, however, as in-form batsman Ambati Rayudu has been ruled out of the rest of the tour with a thigh injury. There was some outstanding hitting in Bangalore, where Sophie Devine thumped an 18-ball half-century and 70 in 22 balls as New Zealand women beat India women by 8 wickets in the first T20. Her innings is the quickest half-century in women's T20 internationals. And finally, the World T20 qualifier continues in Ireland and Scotland. There were first wins in the competition over the weekend for Jersey and Oman, but it is Ireland and Afghanistan that lead the way in Groups A and B respectively.